Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, hell no. We just left here. We just.
Isn't that right? It seems less than 20 minutes.
We just left.
Less than 20 minutes.
We weren't gone 10 minutes, man.
Yeah.
What is going on?
How'd you like the Grammys? Did you watch the Grammys?
I didn't see any of it. I heard it was great.
You didn't see them? How'd you like it?
I didn't think it was bad at all. I mean, you know, there were a lot of performances and a lot of mashups with different performers, but for the most part, I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How was Kanye?
Kanye. Beck came out for, what was it, Album of the Year 1, and Kanye came up on stage. And then he kind of just went away. But Kanye's not happy ever, but he was not happy with the selection of nominees, and he wasn't happy with probably some of the performances, and he wasn't happy with, you know, you name it.
He says, I just know that the Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. We ain't going to play with them no more. And Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce.
Beyonce lost again?
No, Beyonce did very well last night.
Because okay, when you keep on diminishing art and not respecting the craft and smacking people in their face after they deliver monumental feats of music, you're disrespectful to inspiration. And we, as musicians, have to inspire people who go to work every day. And they listen to that Beyonce album, and they feel like it takes them to another place.
He's got something on Beyonce.
That sounds like something Jay-Z should be saying. Yeah.
that's not for Kanye to be talking.
That's not for Kanye.
You know, the last time
I mean, at what point
does
your wife go, hold up, hey, hold up, I'm here.
Hey. And even Kim should be standing there with her hands on her hips. Yeah. Like, what up, man? You know?
What's with all this Beyonce love?
Always. Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
He wants Beyonce.
And he wants, you know, he doesn't think that they're being respected because they're you know, they may be nominated but not win, or they may not even be nominated at all. Then have the Kanyes.
I like that symbol.
Just have
the winner
Kanye.
Of the Kanye is.
That's right.
Kanye. Let him host
Kanye.
It.
Oh my God.
Let him host it. Let him do the whole Kanye's. Thing. He does the music, everything. A Kanye.
Host it. Like Jay, you know, do the warm up.
Yes. And the winner of the Kanye is.
Beyonce.
The winner is Beyonce.
And they alternate back and forth. Okay, it's your turn to get an award. Okay, you really think I should? Yes, I do.
Okay, Sybil, now here's the thing. I mean, you make one Beyonce speech, cool, but this is his second TV.
Exactly.
Now, the ride home is... I'm talking about if I'm with somebody. It's not a good ride home after you make two Beyonce speeches. Okay.
He took the award away from Taylor
Swift.
That
was
the
first,
so you let that go. Okay, okay. Maybe he was
all
caught
right.
up. But,
okay.
But this year again with Beyonce?
Again.
No. I'm with you.
Yeah, because you definitely got to hit. What's up with you and that B?
And just wait until poor Northwest gets old enough to say, Daddy, sit down somewhere.
Which I hope is soon.
Oh my God!
What the baby? Was maybe two, three.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now he has a song out now with Paul McCartney. I must admit, I really like that.
I like it too.
He and Paul McCartney and Rihanna performed last night, which I really enjoyed.
I like that song.
Yeah, I like it.
I thought it
but
was
let him
good.
Just sing. That's his thing. Just sing, running the signs.
I can't
don't
do
speak.
That, man.
Please don't speak.
He can't do that. He's got something to say.
Oh, he's got something to say. Bless
artist. He's an artist. What about Jamie Foxx and Stevie Wonder?
That was funny.
How
was that?
That was cute.
Okay, so Jamie Foxx put on his shades.
Uh-huh.
He's presenting.
And did his Ray Charles.
He did his Ray Charles as he was presenting with Stevie Wonder.
That was cute. And the award was written in Braille.
Yeah.
So he's like,
and the winner is, and of course, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie had no idea, and, you know, Stevie, you know, came at the end. But a lot
funny.
Of the commentary, Tom, on Twitter was people want you to talk to Stevie.
They want me?
They want you to talk to Stevie.
Why? About his hair?
About his hair. They said, you're his friend. Can't you talk to Stevie about doing something when his hairline is now behind his ears? And can you talk to him, please?
He's got to know that his hairline is behind his ears.
He hasn't lost his sense of touch.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking he knows, and just, you know, what the heck? What else can he do?
So I'm a hair expert? I have no hair.
Since we're both bald, you would tell him it's time
to
let go. Yeah, because,
you know, you knew. And, you know, men know when it's time to, you know, start shaving their heads and let it go.
But it's been time, a long time.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has to.
Some women.
And some women, yeah.
When he has to say, you know, I gotta go.
I got to let this go.
Let this go.
Yeah.
It's hard,
but I'm not as mad at Stevie as I am the person who keeps braiding it up. That's the culprit right there.
Okay, but if that was your
but
one
you're
going to
take
client,
money out of somebody's
pocket.
I know,
pocket. But hey, you take money. At some point, even a drug dealer will tell you, hey, man, I'm not going to sell you no
is
more.
Is that right?
And it's time for this beautician to step up and say, Steve.
No more. But I'm not.
You know, don't let him in.
I'm not going to take away her hustle.
I can't do this.
I can't take away her hustle.
Heart,
either,
I can't do it.
You know how hard it is to hustle.
I need the money. Yeah. I need the money.
So bad.
You know, because they spend hours braiding hair. Yeah. You know?
And she probably got a crew.
Yeah, but with Stevie, it only takes 22 minutes.
Yeah,
now.
20, 30 minutes. Yeah.
But you know what? To be fair, she's probably just taking longer, and she's pulling and doing some things, making it seem like it's still taking an hour or two. And she's still, you know, either really slow or doing some extra stuff in there to make it seem like she's working really hard. But they want you to talk to
him. Well,
there's
no need for him to sit under the dryer. That's
no. And burn that scalp.
Sam Smith cleaned up.
It was his night.
She did good, huh?
He did good.
He did very well.
He did very well.
And thank
always
the man
a white
who broke
boy.
His
every,
heart.
Every 5 or 10 years, they get a white boy, and they give him everything.
And he got everything. He thanked the guy who broke his heart last night.
Aw.
Yeah, because otherwise he wouldn't have had the album.
He said that on the show.
Yeah, he thanked him.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's going to happen?
What's
He's
that?
Gonna find somebody, and his music ain't gonna be worth a damn. Watch. That's how it
is. Isn't that the way it always happens?
He's gonna get happy.
Uh-huh. He's gonna get happy.
That'll be the last Grammy.
Happy only worked for Pharrell.
Yeah.
Okay, Pharrell had on a different hat, player.
Oh, what did he have on last night, man?
You'll love this.
He had on. Did you see the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yeah,
one of Jay's favorite movies.
Okay.
He had that hat on.
The Bellman?
Yeah.
He had on the Bellman hat?
He had on the Bellman costume.
The shorts.
He had a hotel, old hotel Bellman
the
costume.
Capri-like pants. I just want him to put on one pair of
just
long
pants. Just put on
pants.
Some long pants.
That's just it. I mean, it's just...
Well, two things he's never said. Does this go together?
He's never
he's
said
never,
those words.
No,
never.
He just put it on, man. He don't worry about that.
He has never said
he's
this.
He's an artist. He doesn't worry about that. I'm with you.
Okay. Well, Silk was up all night, and he put together a tribute to the songs that won last night.
Nice.
At the
is
Grammy.
Beyonce in there?
Yes.
All right.
Please.
I'm challenging Kanye.
For
Beyonce
starts it off.
Okay.
All right.